According to the lawsuit filed by attorney Bruce Goldstein, thousands of individuals living with developmental disabilities have been on waiting lists for years to get into appropriate housing. In the meantime, they've been living with parents or other guardians who may become physically unable to properly care for their loved ones over time. Goldstein says by not planning sufficient and appropriate housing for these people, the Cuomo administration is violating state and federal laws. He says the money is there. Federal Medicaid dollars and state money saved by Albany as the result of shutting down institutions. The question then becomes, how much would it cost to put these individuals into a proper home?
Actually, it's hard to know that because the state is not sharing of a lot of the information. If we have to litigate, that we will get to the bottom of that. At this point, the state is very opaque. It doesn't share a lot of information. It doesn't share a lot of cost factors, numbers of people. In fact, the state claims there's no quote-unquote waiting list. It's just a registry. But we've got thousands. We know that just from the state numbers.
Goldstein says there are an estimated 11,000 people with developmental disabilities waiting throughout the state. About 2,000 of them live in western New York. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.